Today's chapter is 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I, Paul, myself entreat you, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I who am humble when face to face with you, but bold toward you when I am away. I beg of you that when I am present, I may not have to show boldness with such confidence as I count on showing against some who suspect us of walking according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. Look at what is before your eyes. If anyone is confident that he is Christ, let him remind himself that just as he is in Christ, so also are we. For even if I boast a little too much of our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up and not for destroying you, I will not be ashamed. I do not want to appear to be frightening you with my letters. For they say, his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech of no account. Let such a person understand that what we say by letter when absent, we do when present. Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves. But when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. But we will not boast beyond limits, but will boast only with regard to the area of influence God assigned to us, to reach even to you. For we are not overextending ourselves as though we did not reach you. For we were the first to come all the way to you with the gospel of Christ. We do not boast beyond limit in the labors of others. But our hope is that as your faith increases, our area of influence among you may be greatly enlarged, so that we may preach the gospel in lands beyond you, without boasting of work already done in another's area of influence. Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. My wife Mallory is a nutritionist, a registered dietitian at Joslin Diabetes Center. So nutrition is something that naturally comes up a lot during our conversations, especially when we're eating together. Having survived my single years of life with peanut butter sandwiches, bananas, eggs, and spaghetti, Mel has opened my eyes to different varieties of fruits, vegetables, and other foods, and why they are important to our bodies. For example, I learned that fish and avocados are great sources of omega-3 fatty acids, which are helpful for our brains. Or as another example, Gatorade has a lot of sugar in it, but pure coconut water is a great alternative without as much sugar, and still a lot of electrolytes and potassium. My eyes are being opened to the knowledge of why certain foods are bad for you, and also to why certain foods are good for you. And also I'm just learning about the joys of eating more healthy. Why am I sharing this? No, not to earn favor with Mel, but this is kind of like what's happening with the Corinthian church and Paul. You see, Paul is telling and teaching them to view matters not as they have done before, but they need to learn to view what is happening spiritually. In verse 3, he says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh." The context for these last four chapters in 2 Corinthians is that Paul is addressing the part of the Corinthian church that still has not repented after Paul's last letter that urged them to repent. Troublemakers who oppose Paul have turned people away from the gospel and correct teaching. So before verse 3, Paul writes that he wishes he will not have to be stern with the church, as he will have to be stern against his opponents. And in verse 3 onwards, he says, "Open your spiritual eyes." Again, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh." Verses 4 to 6 say, "For our weapons of warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. Paul knows this is a spiritual battle, and he's encouraging the Corinthian church to see it that way too. He's not going to fight his opponents physically. No, he is involved in spiritual warfare, where any argument or opinion against the truth of the gospel is to be destroyed. And the Corinthian church should not be unaware of this battle, because they're in it themselves too. Every disobedience to God is a loss, and it's to be wrestled into obedience to God. Paul doesn't name the weapons specifically, but it's safe to say these are weapons like prayer and the Word of God, the Bible. It's interesting that in verse 7, Paul says, "Look at what is before your eyes," since, again, he is talking about spiritual matters, not physical ones. And the rest of this chapter, which we won't really go into here, continues with Paul defending his ways, how he's living solely for God's approval, and how he will boast in the Lord, no matter what the opposition says. Paul's encouragement to the Corinthians applies to us too, to wage war not according to the flesh, but to the Spirit. Spiritual battles don't just happen at retreats or AMI revolutions or missions trips. And the enemy would love to pounce when we let our guard down, or when we forget that we are still part of this battle. I encourage us to evaluate this week so far. This week, have you been aware that you are in the midst of a spiritual battle? Are there interactions with others or decisions you're making that need to be seen through a spiritual lens, where we surrender them to God and ask for His guidance? However we have been doing this week, let's ask God right now to help us to see clearly and to take every thought captive to obey Christ. Let's ask God to make us aware of any spiritual opposition we are facing, especially if we are feeling sluggish or apathetic in our relationship with God. Let's ask Him for renewed alertness, to be attentive to how He is leading us. Remember, our weapons include the Bible and prayer, and we have our brothers and sisters to fight with us. So let's partake in God's victory in this spiritual battle. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that You would help us to see clearly. God, help us to not get just so used to seeing the world through our physical eyes or just as the world would want us to see. But God, help us to see through spiritual eyes, not like we're making things up or just living in a fantasy, but God, help us to see the spiritual reality. Help us to live in faith. And God, I pray that, Lord, that we would experience Your victory in this spiritual battle. God, that we would be brothers and sisters, be people who advance Your gospel and are able to share this good news with people who may be losing in this spiritual battle and who need to know the hope and the victory of Jesus. God, we surrender our hearts to You. In Jesus' name we pray.